Hello, and thank you for your call today. This is Brother Jeff for the Daily Inspiration, and I'd like to take you to 2 Peter chapter 3. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Verse 10, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godly, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Well, here he is reminding us of his faithfulness to save before his destruction. He is not willing that you and I perish, but that we be saved. We should come to repentance. Repentance is when I turn my heart from my sin, from myself, and I change my mind about what God thinks about me and sin, and I surrender to God, and I go and sin no more, and I let the work of God, the blood of Jesus, the will of God possess me. Repentance is a turning around. Repentance is a military term. It's about face. A new commander, a new march, a new gold. It says the day of the Lord will come. The day of the coming of God is at hand. He is coming. The day of the Lord, if you'll read through Joel, is a terrifying day. No one will be able to stand in that day. No strong man, no rich man, no slick man, no good-looking man is going to be able to stand in that day. There will be no tool, no wisdom or counsel against the Holy One. He is coming. His day is coming. Everything that you hold dear in your hands today, death or the day of the Lord is going to rip it from you. There's no way anything from this life can be taken to the next. The psalmist wrote, riches profit not in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivereth from death. There's only one thing that you can possess today that's going to save you in this important hour, and that is righteousness. The day of the Lord is coming, and it is coming quick. It is coming like a thief, sudden, an attack, a strike. Oh, it's going to happen so quick. So many are going to say, I never intended to be like this when he came. I hope to have gotten my heart right before this happened. He came so suddenly, I was almost ready. I was almost a Christian. I almost had victory. Oh, if you are toiling today with anything other than the victory over sin, it is time to win that battle. He is coming, and he is coming in as a thief. And the scripture clearly says that the Christian will not be overtaken as a thief. We will be ready. The true believer, the true spirit-filled Christ follower will be ready, and that day will not overtake him as a thief. But the majority of the world will be taken. He came like a thief in the night. And it says when that happens, the heavens, the skies, the stars will withdraw their shining. The moon will not give her light. The sun shall be darkened. Blood, fire, vapor, smoke, it's told to us. It's going to pass away. This earth, this solar system as we knew it, in one stroke of God's word, it's over. And God is going to take everything that was defiled by sin and mankind, and he is going to turn this earth into a ball of fire. And it's going to be hotter than nuclear fission. It's going to melt. The elements are going to melt. Everything will melt with a fervent heat, a purifying fire from the Lord. Everything man touched has to be destroyed. In verse 11, he gives us a stern warning. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved. Oh, whatever the greatest sight you've ever seen of man's accomplishment on this earth will be no more. The great pyramids, the great cities around the world, the tall buildings, the art, the architecture, the great highways, the satellites, the space stations, the machines of all kinds, the great discoveries of science, all burned up, melting with a fervent heat. But oh, there's a better thing in store. Verse 13, nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. There is righteousness in a city that is coming soon. There will be no sin, no tear, no fear, no death, no pain. Nothing that defileth. Nothing that maketh a lie. Verse 14, seeing that you look for such things, you need to be diligent that you may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. God is looking at you today. He's looking at me. And he's trusting and believing that we will take all the resources that he has offered us to be free from sin, to be perfect in him, to be found holy and blameless without spot. It is God's will for you to be saved. He is not willing that you perish. Does this day scare you? Well, we should fear the Lord, and it should make us tremble in one sense. But God has prepared a place for you and I, if we are true Christians. May we humble ourselves and be ready. May you be ready. He is coming. He is coming. Prepare to meet thy God.